Huge wildfires are burning in Portugal and Spain. Some 350,000 acres have burned in Portugal, and another 265,000 acres have been destroyed across the border in Spain. Five European countries have sent planes and helicopters to help the firefighting effort in Portugal. Jerome Sokolowski reports from one of the worst-hit areas.
A helicopter swoops into the Mondego River Gorge just a few miles from Coimbra, Portugal's third-largest city. A fire has erupted spontaneously, and the chopper swiftly snuffs it out with sackfuls of water scooped up from the river. But the chopper's work is not done. New fires keep flaring up along the gorge, reducing this rich forest of eucalyptus and pine to a smoldering black wasteland. On the ridge above, a couple in their early 50s have driven out from Coimbra to see the devastation for themselves.
Portugal está a arder, ardeu todo, um país lindo, lindo, lindo.
Portugal is burning, says the woman. It's all burning, such a beautiful country. Portugal is indeed burning for the third straight summer. Strong winds and the worst drought since 1947 are triggering blazes that have already caused more destruction than in all last year. So far this year, 15 people have died, including 11 firefighters. Yet another fire engine leaves the Magalhães Avenue station in downtown Coimbra, a picturesque university town of around 100,000 residents. Inside the fire station's control room, reports of new flare-ups are coming in all the time. Deputy Fire Chief Mario Nobre is a stocky man with a deep tan and squinting eyes. He was out with his volunteer fire company as a 150-foot-high wall of flames raced toward the city. The flames moved so fast, it was insane, insane. And here in the city, he says, the walls of the houses got so hot that papers inside started burning by themselves. Nobre says his volunteer company is normally prepared for anything. But for a fire of this scale, no means are sufficient, says Nobre, who is a volunteer. He normally works as a communications technician. Some Portuguese have criticized the authorities for not having been prepared to respond to the calamity. Last weekend, the Portuguese government admitted that it could not cope on its own and asked for help. So far, Germany, France, Spain, Italy, and the Netherlands have responded. With this international help, Portugal's nearly 3,000 professional and volunteer firefighters have managed to bring dozens of blazes under control since this weekend. A spokeswoman for the fire services says only 5 major blazes remained active on Wednesday. But without any rain in the forecast, the trouble is far from over. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Coimbra, Portugal.